This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now from MassinSports.com, School
it's
of Rock.
Rock Steady.
Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. Steady he is Rock. Rockabaco. Rock, I said 9:03. Thank you, because where you are, it's 8:03.
It is. Thank you for letting me know that, by the way. I never know what time it is around here.
He just likes to, you know what he likes to do, Rock, is he likes to tell me how much he makes people wake up early when they don't have to get up early to do our show.
No, I don't.
You should see what he does at Palmer. What time is it there? 3 a.m.? Yeah, just call in at 6. It's okay.
Rock, Dean Kramer, afternoon baseball game. Dean, his last couple of starts, he got roughed up in Detroit. He went 5 2/3 innings, giving up 5 runs. But his last start against Kansas City was just on the second. Man, I guess he was glad to shake April off, because he went 7 innings, no runs, 3 hits, and he looked good. Looked like he could have gone 8 innings, to be honest with you.
He could have. I think it was like 82 pitches.
Yes.
I thought he might still go. And he did get hit on the thigh. Was that like the first inning? He got drilled by 103-mile-an-hour line drive. And Brandon said it was starting to kind of stiffen up on him a little when he went down the tunnel after that last inning. But he said he probably was going to take him out anyway. But, yeah, I thought 82. I said, man, because we haven't seen a complete game since, I think, Dean against the Astros a few years ago. And I thought maybe we were heading in that direction, and we weren't. But it was impressive, and we don't know why April Dean is not as good as other months, and he doesn't know either. And he kind of mentioned it when we were talking to him, because I wish I could do that, you know, opening day. But for some reason, he gets off to really slow starts in his career, and then he heats up, and the Orioles desperately need that from him, because they're, I don't know if you've noticed, but they're having some issues.
Yeah, I've noticed a couple of issues.
Brock, yeah. I mean, when we talk, look, we've talked about pitching. Was it the pitching or hitting, chicken or egg? I don't know what the hell we're doing anymore, but they're not hitting, and it just seems so weird when you look at the team. Like, it's almost like everybody is doing the same thing, and it's not good.
Right, and it is kind of a mix right now. There's one thing that's causing this team to be, was a 9 games below 500. I mean, they're not hitting, and, you know, the rotation is one of the worst in baseball statistically. There's a burden on the bullpen because of that. The fielding, certainly early on the season especially, was shaky, and Hyde had mentioned that. We've got to play better defensively. So it's the combo platter. It's the poo-poo platter of issues with this team right now. But, yeah, they're not hitting. They're not hitting in the clutch, and we saw that again last night. They had 10 hits, by the way, but they only had 4 runners in scoring position. It was kind of a weird night, but they had some opportunities. They just can't get that clutch hit. I think it's been 15 straight games they haven't scored in the first inning. Now, at least they didn't fall behind right away. I mean, they did have a lead briefly, 1-0, with Ramon Laureano's home run. But then they fall behind. It just seems like they're constantly trying to come back, down early, and they're just not swinging the bats. And yeah, there have been some key injuries. There's no doubt. They miss Westberg. They really miss Kowser. I think that was a huge loss for him. He's a guy. He's probably in the lineup pretty much every day. He's good defensively. Gives you good at bats, and he goes on those streaks as we saw in his rookie year. It was kind of up and down, but he'd have a really hot month, cool a little, but then he'd have another hot month. But there's still, you look at the lineup and you're like, well, there's still names in here. Guys should be hitting. Mullins right now has really cooled off, and he was one of the few guys. It's like Mullins and O'Hearn pretty much carrying them, and now he's quieted down. So they've got to figure it out. And I don't know what, Pies ask about it after every game. Yes, it's hard to come from behind again when you're down early and we're not hitting and we're not, stacking together good at bats and et cetera. How many more times can you say it? He's changed the lineup. He's changed the order of the lineup. He's tried to go with the same group because they're facing all these right-handers now, and it's just not working. And there's no combination right now that's clicking for them.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Rock Abaco joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rock, one guy who has been hitting lately, and that's Jackson Holliday. A little less than a month ago, Jackson was batting .213, on-base percentage of .229, an OPS of .570. Today, .263, on-base percentage of .333, and .754 OPS. He looks like he's starting to figure it out.
He is, and we thought that he had a little stretch earlier and then kind of cooled off. He really does look like it now. And even his harshest critics that I see are saying, hey, it looks like he has. And in the field as well, defensively.
Yeah. I'm impressed with him second base, to be honest with you.
Really. And it was an adjustment. It is not the same as shortstop. So he's had to kind of learn. And also it's tough when you're trying to hit major league pitching and you're as young as he is and you're trying a new position. But he's hitting the ball the other way. He had a foul ball last night late in the game that when it left the bat, I thought it might get out. And it kind of slice foul to left field. So he's that's a key for him. His rookie year, his first year, you could tell it looked like he was just swinging from the heels, trying to pull everything. The kid's got power, natural power. He doesn't have to try to hit home runs. Right. So he's got a really good line drive approach, and that's what he's been told. That's what he's been focused on. We're not seeing as much bunting as we thought we would. That was a big deal in spring training, but he's just trying to hit line drives in the gaps, and naturally the ball's going to go out. So that is encouraging. He's bumped up the lineup. I think he was hitting sixth. So one time he was, eight, nine. So Barrientos kind of moved him up a little there. Who knows? If Mullins continues to slump and you have to get a different leadoff hitter, maybe you put Holliday higher up, or you just let him flourish in the bottom part of the order.
Rock, how long are we going to watch Charlie Morton? I mean, did he earn himself another opportunity to go back out there? And I understand you're paying the guy money. We had Mike Elias on earlier this week and kind of talked to him about it. And everybody keeps bringing up his track record, but he's not that guy anymore.
He hasn't looked like it, but as you alluded to, I could give you 15 million reasons why you don't just cut him loose right away.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming because Zach Eflin's supposed to join the team in Anaheim, and that gives him six starters. I'm guessing again that Morton goes back to the bullpen, and we can keep talking about resets, and maybe that's helped a little bit. He did look better. I know the bar hasn't been raised that highly, but it was really just like Povich before that. One bad inning really spoiled it from him, and ended up being again a curveball that was one of the best pitches in baseball. It wasn't just his best pitch. statistically, it was one of the best pitches in baseball, and that's he hung it in the zone, and it was crushed by Buxton, and it's not been a good pitch for him this year. He doesn't know why. He's examining, you know, watching video, trying to figure it out. But they do need a long guy in the pen. They really miss Albert Suarez, as long as we're talking about the 13 or whatever guys on the IL. They miss him, too. And so he would be somebody who could give you some bulk innings in relief to save the pen. And then maybe if you need him, all of a sudden he's a swing man, you can put him back in. You didn't sign him for $15 million to be a swing man, but that's kind of what you're looking at right now. And so I think that's what you do. I just think it's too early now in May to say, okay, we're going to cut our losses. And now if he's not getting anybody out in the bullpen, you kind of reach that point. And he's a very introspective gentleman. I don't know if you've noticed. I don't think any of his post-game interviews last all the way through on Masson because it goes about 10 minutes. But he said, you know, he thinks about it. He wakes up at night and thinks, is this it? And am I hurting the team? And is it time to walk away?
Yes. I didn't know. I thought you were asking me, Rock. I'm sorry. Because I don't know why they haven't given him Ubaldo's parking spot yet.
There's no prompting from the studio audience.
I'm sorry.
But he is thinking about it. And we could reach that point where he makes a decision for them. But right now he feels like he feels like the stuff overall is good enough that he should be getting more outs and should be getting better results. And I think he's going to try and stick it out for at least a while. And the Orioles, in this case, again, can go ahead and put him in the pen if they've got their five starters and just hope that he can, you know, at least get something out of him in that role.
There he is, Rock Abaco. Rock, tell the folks how they can follow you on social media.
Masson Sports, and it's School of Rock on the website, and it has some issues. I think it's up and working now, but we've had some problems with it. I haven't checked lately, but yeah, so that's where I am for now anyway. And I'm on Blue Sky, by the way, if anybody's interested in that.
Rock, are you saying School of Rock was delayed for 3 hours?
It was.
Was it bad weather? What was it?
It could be sunny. It could be snowy. We've just had a few issues with it, but I think we're okay now.
Got a delay at school.
You're the man. Thanks a lot,
Thanks,
Rock.
Thanks, guys.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.